Back to learning Masechtas Tainus. Today we're learning Daf Tes, and we are learning in the merit of the hostages. They should return home safely, speedily. The soldiers should be safe, and Israel should be safe. Says the Gemara, or middle of a number of teachings from Yochanan. V'amar of Yochanan, what does it mean when the Pasuk says, Aser to Aser, you should give Maiser so that you should give Maiser. It's kind of funny. Aser is filtered to Asher, meaning give Maiser so that you become Tis Asher, become wealthy. Yishlach Rav Yochanan Nuka de Resh Lakish. Rav Yochanan met the son of Resh Lakish, Amalei. He goes, tell me the following. Emily Lipsuka, tell me the following. Amalei, Aser to Asher, it says, you should give a Maiser, you shall give Maiser. Amalei, said to him, Uma Aser to Asher, what does it mean? You give Maiser, so you should give Maiser. Amalei, Aser Bishfil to Asher. Again, give Maiser so that you become wealthy. By giving Tzedakah, you become wealthy. Amalei, Malo, how do I know that? Amalei, Zil Nisi, go and test it. That's what he said to him. Go test it. Armalei, Umi Sharlin, Suya, the Kaddish Baruch, is one permitted to test God? Vaksev, Lo, Tanas, was Hashem, seemingly a prohibition, one's not allowed to test God. Armalei, we actually just came up a couple days ago, I realized, and I mentioned this Gemara here. Alchem Ravoshia, Chutmizu, with the exception of Tzedakah, Shnemer, Havi, Eskola, Maas, Eskola, Otzer, bring all the tithes to the storehouse, be Torah, be basic, so there may be food in my house. And test me now through this. Omar Shan Tzivakos. Said Hashem, Master of Legions. Im lo eftach lechem es arbos hashemayim. If I will not open for you the winds of the sky, brach lechem brach ad beli die. And pour out blessings for you without limit. Again, so seemingly it comes to tzedakah. Seemingly one is allowed to test God. What exactly does this mean? So that's the source of Lashir. This is actually brought down lehalach and shulchan aruch and hilchas tzedakah. My ad beli die wasn't without limit. Amar lei bracham amarav. Until your lips start to get worn out because you kept saying die, die, enough, God, I have so much. Again, this is obviously this is a homiletical. It's not literally a person not going to say that. The point is that you're going to have so much. Amrelei. So then this your Shlokish's son says, Rav Yochanan, Yavis Mati Hasan Hai Psuka. I have if I have reached the following, I would not have needed you, Lo Shiach Rabba, nor Shi Rabbi. Okay. I mean, the Suashkach, Rav Yochanan Nuka de Resh Lakish. Another time, Rav Yochanan encounters the son of Resh Lakish. Yosef Amar, he's sitting and learning. I have lost Adam to Salef Darko. The foolishness of a man perverts his ways. V'al Hashem Yizalef Libo. But his heart frets against Hashem. As in a person blames God for what really is his own wrongdoing, which causes him to be in the situation he is. Yosef Yochanan come to Thomas. Rav Yochanan sits there and he asks the following. Omar, is there anything written in the Ksuvim, the Lord Ramzi by Araisa, that is not alluded to somewhere in the Chumash? Amrlei, so the boy says, Atu hai mi lo remiza. This verse too is in the Chumash. Rav Yochanan, don't think it's this verse is not there. Because the Pasuk says, Vayitzi libim the heart sang, Vayechradu ish alachil lemar, mazos asa alakim lanu. That when Yosef's brothers, after they Yosef put them in a situation where they felt like they were being challenged, they blamed God. They said, what has God done to us? When after all, it was really their own problem that they put them in that situation. They blamed someone else. We see here again, people often blame God for their own misfortune, right? Sometimes, I forgot who pointed this out. No, there's the question of theodicy, why do bad things happen to good people? But sometimes people bring upon themselves their own downfall. They make stupid decisions. They do things that aren't good for their health, and they start asking God, "Why are you doing this to me?" And God says, "I didn't do this to you. I gave you free will. You did it to yourself." Okay, fine. Dalei Na Rav Yochanan hears this. V'chazi bei, he looks at him. He's excited. He sees that the son of his old pal Resh Lakish, he's got potential. Aizimo apikite. So this boy's mother comes. Resh Lakish's, I guess, wife comes. And takes him away from Rav Yochanan. By the way, it's very possible this boy's mother, i.e. Rav Shlokish's wife, was actually Rav Yochanan's sister. Amrlei, ta mekame, go away, Rav Yochanan. Lo la'avid lei ka'avid v'vuchok. So you might do what you did to your father. So this goes back to the Gemara Bamitzia, which is why I mentioned a minute ago, might be his father, or basically Rav Yochanan or Rav Shlokish were learning, and Rav Yochanan insulted Rav Shlokish, Rav Shlokish insulted Rav Yochanan back. And basically it got to the point where Shlokish ends up passing away because Rav Yochanan curses him. And it's a very sad situation. And Rav Yochanan ultimately ends up going crazy because he misses his friend so much. But also in that Gemara, part of it is Rish Lakish. Rav Yochanan promises Rish Lakish his sister if he does teshuvah, and it's unclear if he definitely did teshuvah, but it's unclear if he married his sister or not. Okay. Rav Yochanan, the final of Rav Yochanan's teachings, Mata Bishvil Yichud. Rain will fall on behalf of one individual, Parnas Bishvil Rabim, whereas Parnasa only comes when many people need it. Mata Bishvil Yochanan, I know, Diksiv, Yiftach Hashem Lachas, Otsro HaTov, Lost his mother arts. Hashem will open it for you, his good storehouse, to provide your land's ruin. You're at singular. So again, it's providing singular. The beneficiary of rain could be a single person, and it will rain. Parnasa b'shul parabim. Whereas when it comes to a parnasa, broad scale, the ksiv ani matu lechem lechem. I'll rain down bread for you in plural. Okay. Meisvid. The following objection. Yosi bar Yehuda Omar. Shlosha parnasin tov lam diyisrael. There were three people who brought parnasa to Klal Yisrael, or Parnas can also be a leader, like a Parnas. So in this case, there were three leaders of Klal Yisrael, and they were Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. The Gimatas Tovas Nitl Ayadim. Because of them, we received three gifts. Elohein, Be'er of Anan Uman. The Be'er of Miriam, the well that brought water. The Anani Akava, which protected us, and the Man, which fed us. Be'er B'zichos Miriam. The water is because of Miriam. Amad B'zichos Aaron. The cloud was on the account of Aaron. And Mon was supposed to Moshe. The Mon came in the merit of Moshe. Mason Miriam is not called Bear. So when Miriam dies, the well evaporated. This is, you know, it stopped giving water, which is why the whole story of Moshe hitting the rock. She never told Hashem Miriam. And immediately after Miriam dies, it says there was no water. Chazib was close to Shneim. But then the water returned on the account that Moshe and Aaron are still alive in their honor. Mason Aaron is talking about the new covenant. When Aaron dies, the Anani Akarva, these clouds of glory disappear. Shneimar. Vishma Hakanani Melech Arad, the king of Arad, hears what happened. Mashim Shema, what did he hear? Shema Shema Zaron, he heard the iron dive, and they covered, and these clouds of glory which protected the Jewish people were gone, and he realized this is an opportune time to attack the Jewish people. And he thought this is a good time to wage war. And that's when the whole community saw Aaron had passed away because these nine of covenant disappeared. Amr Vavahu, Al Tikri Vayir, don't say they saw Ella Vayiro. They appeared. That is, they realized they were no longer enveloped by these clouds. Because ki can mean four things. It can mean if, perhaps, but, and because. Okay. So here it's because he died, they disappeared. Chodesh name is called Moshe. And yet the clouds of glory and the well returned because of Moshe. When Moshe dies, they all disappeared, including the Mon. So God said, I removed these three shepherds, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, in one month. Did they all die in 1 month? No, we know from elsewhere. I think Martin in Rosh Hashanah, I believe, in the beginning talks about when they all died. Miriam dies in Nisan, Aaron, Ba'av, and Moshe, Ba'arad. And Moshe dies in Adar, excuse me. El Malamed, Shinizbat, the given one time to Poet Shinet Layadim. Rather, to tell us that these three things were all Nizbat, though. They were nullified, and they all disappeared in the same month. When Moshe dies, so that all of them disappeared. Now, why are we quoting this whole tangent? It's not really. We see the whole idea is that the Mun came down only for Moshe, just Parnas, thus Parnasa comes for an individual. What a minute ago, we said Parnasa only comes to the Rabbim. Shani Moshe, Kevin de la Rabbim Hubai, Rabbim Dami. Moshe was needed for the Rabbim, meaning he prayed on behalf of the Rabbim. So he was considered many. We see some, therefore, someone who prays for others, so they're treated as if they're more than one person, which means that God relates to them in such a way that they get the bracha. They all usually went to Rava, I guess, when he was teaching. When he passed away, they came to learn from Rapapa. Whenever Rapapa would teach something, and they didn't like it, they would signal to each other. So, you know, you can see this. The young students go to a new Rebbe, and they're a nice cohort from before, and they're looking across the room and making eye contact and rolling their eyes and, you know, whispering, hey, did you hear what the rabbi just said? That's not true. Okay, so Chalash Daita, Rapapa got very upset about this. Akri B'chamla, and so they said as follows, V'echad Eshlosh Aron, I, God, have removed the three shepherds in 1 month. So, implying for them that basically a curse that they should all be removed. The next day when they took leave, Rapapa said to them, Lizu Rabban L'Shlomo, go in peace. He didn't want them to be cursed by this, But so he kind of scared him a little bit that they were treating him this way. Rav Shimi bar Ashi used to learn from Rav Papa, and he'd constantly challenge him and bother him. One day they saw he was falling on his face. Why was he falling on his face? So Rashi says he was saying Tachnan. Okay, and some of the Mamre, they heard him say, Rachman Litzalan mi Kusafya de Shimi. Can you save me from the humiliation of Shimi, who used to challenge me all the time? Shimi heard this and he immediately said, I'm not going to challenge him. Vasulo Akishle, and he no longer challenged him anymore because he heard how Rav was pained by it. Rav Afri Shlokas Shavar, Mat Vishil Yachet. So going back, Shlokas also holds rain comes for an individual. The Amr Shlokas, Minayin, Lamat Vishil Yachet. I know rain comes for an individual. The Ksiv, Shalom Hashem, Mat Ve'es Milkos Hashem Osa Chazim. Because Hashem rained at the time of the late rains, Hashem will perform clouds. Umat Agesh Mutin Lehem, Leish Asa Besadin. He'll give them downpour of rain for each man, grass in the field. Yachel, call you my things for everyone. Time alone, Leish. For an individual man. Titania, furthermore, we learn, Iish Yachal Kol Sadeo. For each man, it might be for all his field. Tamalomar Lisada, even for a single field. Lisa Yachal Kol Sada, Tamalomar Asa, even for grass. That is to say that the rain is precisely calibrated, it's again an act of divine providence, of divine grace, even for a single blade of grass. He have Dorav Daniel Bar Ketia, and we'll tell you the following story. He had a garden. Every day he'd go out and examine it, and he'd say, this row needs water. This row does not need water. And the rain would come and water every place that needed water. So we see again, rain is an act of this divine providence as well. Now, if you want to have a shiur on divine providence and how does it exactly work, and does this, how do these gemaras work with that? That's for another time. My Hashem Osa Chazem. What does it mean? Hashem will form clouds. Amar of As Yosi Barchanina. God makes clouds for each individual righteous person. What does it mean? Chazim, Amar Yehuda, Parochot, the flying ones. Amar Yochanan, Simon the Mutter Parochot. A sign of rain coming is the flying clouds. My Parochot, what does it mean? Flying clouds. Amar Papa, Eva Klisha Tute, Eva Simichute. The thin clouds are beneath the thick clouds. Again, so you look up at the clouds, there are different types of clouds, and that means rain's coming. Amar Yehuda, Nili Mikami Mitra, Asi Mitra. If a fine rain comes before heavy rain, that's a sign. That's a sign that it's going to be a lot of rain. If follows heavy rain, it means the rain's going to stop. Miki mitra asi mitra. If it precedes heavy rain, if the fine rain comes before the heavy rain, that means there's going to be a lot of rain. And simon for this is halse. It's like a sieve. Meaning to say that the fine flour goes to the sea first, only then the coarser flour goes through, so to the smaller drops seemingly go through the sky and then the larger drops. But it's mitra pasuk mitra. And if it follows heavy rain, then the rain is going to stop because simuch is chayre di azi, goat dung. Why? It's apparently the goat dung, it goes from heavy to light. Ula ukle the bavas. Ula comes to bavas. Haya parechas. He saw the clouds. He said to the people, take away all the stuff from here. It's going to rain. The hash, the asim mitzvah, it's going to rain. So if the asim mitzvah didn't rain, so he said, just as the Babylonians lie, how mishaki mitzvah, so do the rains lie. As in, sometimes you get false signs. Or, as you know, as we don't know from all meteorologists, that this doesn't always come to fruition. Now, great story about Rabba. Ula goes to Babel. Chazim alitzina, the tarmi zuzuzah. He sees that they're selling dates for a full basket of dates for a zuz. Amar malitzina dudvushta bzuzah. A basket full of dates sells for only a zuz. Bubble ask the rice, and the people in Bubble don't learn all day. They sit and they go to work. Why do you need to go to work if everything's so cheap? If everything's so cheap, so you can work for a tiny little amount of time, go sit and learn Torah all day. These people are ridiculous. But Lila Tiber, so what did he do? He bought the dates. He goes and eats, and that night he was afflicted with stomach ailment. He had diarrhea. So Amarlay, Malatzina Disaki Zuzah, he goes, a basket full of knives sells for a zuz, Babel Askiba rice, and yet the people in Babel have this awful food, still find time to occupy themselves with studying Torah, even though they seemingly are the food they have is terrible. Okay. Tanya. Well, Azar Omar, Koha Olam Kulam and Mami Enogos Hushosa. The entire world drinks from the waters of the ocean. Meaning to say that the water evaporates from the ocean and comes back in the form of rain. Shnemar Ad Yalam in Arts, Vishika is called Pneha Adama. And vapor shall descend from the earth, and the water, the whole surface of the earth. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, hello, maybe Aknos Maluchin Hay. The waters of the ocean are salty. Amar Lo, I'm talking about Avam. This clouds sweeten them. That through the process of evaporation, the salt gets separated from the raindrops, and then it rains, or from the water and then it rains. No, the entire world drinks from the upper waters, the water stored in heaven. The rain of the heavens, you should drink water. So what does it mean? The vapor should descend from the earth, which means to say it comes from the ground, not from the sky. Teaches us that the clouds build and ascend to the sky, and then open their mouths like a water skin, like a water skin bottle, and receive rainwater from the heavens. And the heavens will pour rain to the clouds. Okay, not really sure what this all means. I'm not sure if how much of this is the Talmudic science versus there's probably also some deep messages in here as well. And the clouds are perforated like a sieve, and they come and sprinkle water onto the ground. A sieve of water, the clouds are the clouds of the heaven. Between each raindrop, there is no more than a hair's breadth. So this goes against the song, I'm dancing between the raindrops. Teach us the day of rain is momentous. It's the day that the heaven and earth were created. Performs great deeds beyond comprehension. Uksiv, and furthermore, it says, "Hinosimata lapnei ha'aretz, who gives rain upon the face of the land." Uksiv la'alon, it says elsewhere, "Halo yodatim lo shemata lokei ha'olam Hashem ein chek l'tvunaso." You not know? Have you not heard? The God of the world, Hashem, the Creator of the earth, His wisdom is beyond comprehension. Thus, we see that the miracle of beyond comprehension refers to the rain. Okay. Kama azla hadiksiv. Who does the following brisa? Amora, says Gemara, cohere with. Who wrote this? Mashke Harim Meliosa. The pasuk tells us that he waters the mountains from his upper chambers. This is a pasuk in Tehillim. From Rabbi Yochanan, Meliosa shall Kadosh Baruch Hu, that the waters come from the upper chambers of God. Kaman Kerb Yeshua, like Yeshua said above, that said a minute ago, the waters come from the above, not from the ocean. Rabbi Lazar would say, came into Salaki Lassam. No, since the waters go to heaven to form clouds, Mashkin and Otis, you can still say the waters come from the upper chambers, meaning it originates from the ocean, it evaporates, and comes down from the sky. Lo Temahachi, if you did not say this, Avik Vafra Neshaim Hechi Mishkachusle. How would it be found the instant that dust and dirt are from the heavens? El came into Dali Hassam, rather, since the dust and dirt are carried up there by wind, Neshaim Karli, it's coming from the heavens, meaning it's the dust ball. Achinami, Gidin Salaki Lassam, since the waters come from heaven, even they originate in earth, coming from the upper heavens. Okay, we'll stop over here. Tomorrow we're going to start with another Mishnah about halfway down the page, and we're going to get to more of the, the halachic sugyas, and hopefully it's a little bit easier to follow. I wish you all a wonderful day.